From Montana for Montana, it's Voices of Montana. Hi, I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and please contact me here for show suggestions or comments at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
Voices of Montana, I'm Courtney Kibblewhite, your guest host today. We let Tom have a break. As we mentioned, he's out hunting in eastern Montana. So today we get to unpack a couple issues and one that I think is so important, affects so many people, especially as baby boomers continue to age into retirement and they're transitioning to a new system of healthcare. I have to admit, I am not on Medicare yet, so that's something that's new to me. But it's important, and you know, you turn 65, it's a privilege and a benefit that people are really excited about. And you know, you age, and a number of healthcare issues come up. You want to, of course, create a good, strong quality of living. So there's a lot to talk about in the senior community. And today I'm joined with Miranda Meunier. She's the Vice President of Care Services for Greater Good Health. She's worked with seniors with the geriatric population as a nurse practitioner at Billings Clinic and in leadership for many years. So Miranda, welcome to the show. And
thank you so much. So great to be here, Courtney.
Yeah. Tell us what you've seen in your years, many years of working with seniors in Billings.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Great Falls, so I've been in Montana most of my life. I took a break to, go to college outside of the state. But after having a family, it was really time to come back home, and I'm so glad I get to serve the seniors in our community. I have done a lot of variation of care of the seniors in our community, from nursing home, assisted living rounds, to actually even taking care of patients in their own home. So got to see a lot of different types of care and different types of people. And I think, you know, in terms of looking at how things have been affected in healthcare and certain trends that we're seeing, COVID has really played a huge part in how things have looked for healthcare in the last few years, especially affecting our seniors. You know, during COVID, thankfully I wasn't, you know, front lines in the hospital.
Right.
But in the senior population, we saw it just really ravage assisted living facilities, nursing homes. Lots of individuals passed away that were elderly and seemed very susceptible, especially to the first few waves of COVID. So it's been a really traumatic thing for our senior population to have to go through.
Well, and it strikes me, you know, maybe when I was younger growing up, you thought of 65 as, you know, and now you see folks who are working from 65 to 80, and then folks are, you know, get much older before they experience much physical or even mental degradation. So, so what are the main issues that I know you've worked with seniors for a while? Are there issues that health issues that you think are specific to Montana, or?
I wouldn't say necessarily to Montana, but it is tough, like you say, to really see what those trends are when you're talking about a patient population that ranges from the age of 65 to 95, for example. They can have a lot of variety of health concerns, and somebody 65 is much different in how they live their life than a 95-year-old. What we are seeing on sort of that younger end of the population spectrum is that they are seeming to be much more engaged in technology. So using platforms where they can engage in that way with their healthcare team can be really effective, and that's what they're asking for. We opened our clinic in Missoula a couple of weeks ago, and what we've heard from our patients that have come through the door so far is that they really want healthcare where they feel heard and seen and valued, and want, you know, their healthcare goals really to be an active participant in that level of care and decision making.
Right. So let's jump to you. You've worked with Billings Clinic for a while, recently moved over to Greater Good Health, and that's a name that is not familiar to many of us in Montana. So tell me a little bit, what is Greater Good Health? How did you get involved?
Sure. Greater Good Health is a new healthcare organization moving into Montana, focusing on primary care for seniors. So we are opening clinics in Billings, Missoula, and Great Falls, again, really addressing the primary care needs of those communities for seniors exclusively. So a new model that's coming into Montana, which is really exciting. Oftentimes we don't have new things that come into our communities.
Right. At that level and multiple cities in the same year, that's incredible. Why was Greater Good Health interested in opening here? You know, oftentimes I think about on a national level, we don't have the population that many places do in order to see profit centers. So what attracted them to Montana, do you think?
I think, like you said, there is sort of a graying of Montana, and we actually do have a fairly large population of seniors in relation to the rest of our population. So making sure that those seniors get the care that they deserve, I think was really top of mind for choosing Montana. We also have a partnership with Humana, and they really have a strong presence, I feel like, here in Montana too. So it was just a great connection to be able to really start here in Montana and see if this kind of model will work in these types of communities.
Right, because jumping in with three different centers, that's quite a, that sounds like they're here to stay if they're making that type of investment.
Let's hope so, because it was certainly a heavy lift getting them off the ground.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about, I know provider shortages are something that you hear, especially within rural communities. Montana has done a number of different things to bring education to Montana, to bring providers, to bring nurses, to bring doctors. And I know physician shortages can be a specific issue, but Greater Good Health seems to work around that physician shortage issue. Explain that for us.
Yeah. You know, I think physician shortages really affect individuals in a couple of different ways. It's challenging, like you say, to actually keep physicians here in Montana sometimes. And so people are having to change their primary doctor maybe more often than they would like. Or then, the physicians that do stay often have large panels of patients. And so that can mean long wait times. It's difficult to get in to see them. And so in both cases, you really see a difficulty maybe creating that really strong therapeutic relationship with your health team, which could delay care. And it's really important that people get in and see their primary care provider in a good time frame, so those, you know, more serious conditions don't become really big issues that can't be dealt with in a primary care setting.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome back to Voices of Montana. I'm Courtney Kibblewhite, your guest host today. And today we're talking to Miranda Minier, Vice President of Care Services for Greater Good Health, an organization that's new to Montana. It's focused on seniors. It's focused on meeting some of the physician shortages across the state. And Miranda, we were just talking about kind of that physician versus nurse practitioner. Tell us a little bit. So you're a nurse practitioner. Why did you choose to be a nurse practitioner, and why is that significant in a state like Montana?
Sure. You know, I've always been interested in sort of senior care, even from when I started as a nurse. And I just wanted to have that opportunity to sort of expand what I was able to do to help meet the needs of seniors. So I became a nurse practitioner and actually specialized in geriatrics. So that's all I take care of is older adults. But I think kind of to tail back on the physician shortage piece, one way that Greater Good Health has taken to sort of mitigate some of that physician shortage issue is using a model that's really centered around nurse practitioners. So putting nurse practitioners in the driver's seat to manage care plans, create those care plans, all with having the support of our health team, including a panel of physician advisors that really can help support those nurse practitioners in caring for our senior population.
Wow. And I know, especially within rural Montana, you know, where you're not necessarily going to get a physician in Garfield County or some of the other small health centers, having a nurse practitioner available because nurse practitioners are able to prescribe, correct?
Correct, yes.
And that can really fill a void of people. The last thing we want is somebody to not get the health care they need because of the distance or obstacles of the physician shortage. So that's really interesting. Is there anything we can expect differently if you were to meet with a nurse practitioner versus a doctor?
I think in general, you know, nurse practitioners are trained in sort of a holistic approach to care. So you might feel like it's a little bit more question and answer. You know, they have that kind of that holistic approach of looking at somebody.
Wow, a focus on relationship. I love it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Miranda Minier more about senior healthcare in Montana. This is Courtney Kibblewhite on Voices of Montana.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, But with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome back to Voices of Montana. This is Courtney Kibblewhite, and I have to thank Jim Wingutter from Great Falls for writing in. Apparently, he's a big fan of Miranda Minier, and he's incognito because she goes by her married name. Always good to know that your parents are a biggest supporter. I work with mine, so, right?
Yeah, I know. It's really fun that they're so supportive and that I'm back here in Montana and can have such close relationships with my family. That's really important. So thanks, Dad, for texting in. I appreciate it. Love you.
And if you've got questions, I know you've got a direct line, but you are welcome to call in. It's 866-627-5483. We're talking about senior healthcare issues in Montana, and Greater Good Health actually works specifically with the Medicare eligible population. Miranda, you mentioned a location now open in Missoula, a few more coming on. What has the feedback been from folks you've treated or got to work with in Missoula so far?
The feedback really has been outstanding. I think people are really excited about something, again, new in Montana, which is really fun, but also just really appreciating that whole sense of being valued and heard. We had a lady that, you know, hadn't had healthcare for like 30 years that came in for an appointment in Missoula, and we were able to get her set up with some screening tests and some different things that she just had put off for so long, and she just really loved her experience and is, you know, coming back to us in a couple of weeks. So just really exciting that we're able to reach those patients that maybe weren't super satisfied with their traditional kind of medical clinic.
Right. And that I can see where as a consumer, it might feel I want to stay within a healthcare system because it's easier or all the specialists are in the system. Should people be concerned about that if they're not with a primary care provider that they love, say, right. Should that be a concern of if I go somewhere outside of the system, it's going to be harder. My records aren't going to transfer.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like who would be the target person who should be considering looking into Greater Good Health?
So a couple things to unpack there. But yeah, I think, in terms of the specialist network, that's something we're working really hard to ensure we're developing strong relationships with our community partners and really helping people sort of navigate that complexity of the healthcare system. We all sort of live in these silos, and that's what we're really trying to break those silos down so that patients really have a good experience and can still connect with their specialists, even if we're outside of their network, their specialist network, so to speak. So obtaining records and things like that, we have mechanisms to ensure that patients' records get into our records and that sort of thing. So that's not necessarily a concern that I would have for people. And then in terms of the ideal patient for our population, we're really looking for people that, have that sense of, I want to have a real holistic approach to my care. I really want somebody that's going to listen to me and feel attached to my healthcare team. We really want that trust and partnership to build with our patient panel.
When we hear that term holistic care, some of us hear holistic and maybe think, you know, that's a hippy dippy thing or something. But what does that really mean in your words?
Yeah.
'Cause I've heard you say that a couple times.
Yeah. So really what it means is we're treating the whole person. So we want to get to know you as an individual, not just your medical conditions. So when you first come into our clinic, for example, we're going to ask you a lot of questions, just trying to get a sense of who you are as a person, what activities you like to do, what is your day-to-day life look like, so that we can sort of tailor your care plan around the things that you like to enjoy. We're trying to get people to change their mindset from really treating their illnesses to maintaining their health.
That's a great point. You know, we've with Northern Egg Network, Northern News Network, been active mental health advocates thinking about how, and really, I mean, mental health to me is it's all of health. It's, you know, you can't, you're not going to have good thoughts if your body's not working, if you're frustrated, you're in pain. So I appreciate that kind of approach too. It's not just what you're eating. It's not just the pain we're addressing. It's environmental
everything.
Factors.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
And speaking of mental health, I know that you've served with the Alzheimer's Association in Montana.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. A few years ago, I had a wonderful opportunity to work with a group across Montana that was looking to identify gaps in dementia care across the state. So it was a really diverse group of stakeholders that was super fun to get involved with that group and just see, you know, especially in some of our rural areas where there's real deficiencies in managing dementia care, what are some of the solutions to reaching those individuals? So dementia is sort of a subset of issues that our senior population can get, but it certainly is a passion of mine. So love being involved with the Alzheimer's Association. I feel like they do great work.
Absolutely. It's, I lost my granddad to Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. I had have a friend, Meg Stanley, her dad, Martin Stanley, passed recently with dementia, not very old. So it's, that's something that affects so many people and also so hard. I wonder, is it harder on the folks around the person with dementia?
Oh my gosh.
When you have dementia, hopefully some of those things are lost on you, but what a painful, debilitating thing.
Totally. And I don't think people realize the work that goes into being a caregiver until you're actually in those shoes and live that day to day. It's a really challenging thing. And I think that's what we kind of mean too with when we talk about holistic care, we're looking at the whole family and the social structure and how can we, really wrap our arms around everyone involved with that individual.
Wonderful. That's incredible. And I mean, I feel like we can't really talk about healthcare without talking about the cost. Mm-hmm. And everyone is just so aware. Maybe it's with Christmas coming up, but we just got our tax bills. We're seeing, increases there. Everything has gone up. And that, you mentioned the patient who hasn't had healthcare in 30 years. I can't imagine that cost might not have been a part of that.
Right, certainly.
So talk a little bit about the Medicare population and how cost kind of figures into this model.
Sure. So Medicare has a few different options when you're looking at choices for your health insurance as you get into the Medicare eligible age. So traditional Medicare is based on what's called a fee-for-service model, whereas other plans like Medicare Advantage plans might have a different flavor, and that's really called value-based care. These are really complex sort of financial systems, but really what differentiates the two is that value-based care is really focused on quality versus quantity. So it's not that we're getting, 20 patients in today, we have 15-minute appointments. It's really longer visits. That's how we've sort of translated that at Greater Good Health. Longer visit times to really ensure we're addressing all the needs of the patient that are coming in that day.
Right, because a lot of those issues may not, you have to be vulnerable when you're in a clinic. You may not be ready to disclose it in the first 5 minutes. And then if you're out, you're on.
So it's ensuring that, and that's our belief, that those longer visits and that richer relationship with the healthcare team will ensure that people are maintaining their health and feel that trust build with their health team so they're able to share those maybe not so comfortable things.
Right. And this is only primary care, is that correct? Or what else do we need to know about Greater Good Health? Again, this is an organization, most of us, a new brand. Tell us more.
Yeah, so definitely focused on primary care. So we're really kind of structured around four key pillars in trying to ensure that we have an outstanding patient experience for those people that come through our doors. So accessibility being one, ensuring we have, same day, next day appointments for people so they can get in quickly to address their healthcare concerns. Proactive, we want to be sure, again, that we're focusing on health promotion and disease prevention to try to keep people as healthy as possible out of the hospital, out of the emergency room, those types of things, because those are more expensive as you talk about finances. And then again, looking at proactive care, that holistic approach, making sure we're really looking at the whole person. And lastly, advocating, again, helping to navigate people through this complex healthcare system is really one of our goals as well. We do, look to partner with some of the community people that are out there already. We have really strong, great community resources and health services here throughout Montana. So when we look at specialty networks and things like that, it's important to us too that we're partnering and collaborating with those individuals and organizations as well.
And that's a great point too, because you can think about other clinics perhaps as being competitors, but really everyone is at capacity. Mm-hmm. So we need more partners. We need need to support each other and help other organizations fit. What would be the other specific partners that matter here? Or what types of organizations? I'm thinking like social work or yeah. what kind of groups are you talking about for community partnerships?
Yeah, I think, you know, making sure that communities or I'm sorry, patients have resources in the community is really important. So yeah, so, you know, community members and social workers to help match people with those community resources is important. Physical therapy. I mean, there's just such a wide range of needs that this population can have that it's really we're spreading kind of a wide net when we're looking at community partnerships because it's everything. Right. You know, we really want to ensure that we're meeting the needs of all of the things that patients might have, not just, you know, a specialist here or there, but really kind of wrapping our arms around their whole person.
Wonderful. Well, when we get back, I'm talking to Miranda Minier with Greater Good Health. And Miranda, I want to ask you about the rural population. I sure. know these are three urban centers, so we'll talk to Miranda Minier more about how Greater Good Health may help address the need within rural communities, all of that and more on Voices of Montana.
I'm Angela Cadell, Group Vice President of Agricultural Products for BNSF Railway. At BNSF, we recognize producers for their hard work and commitment to provide our nation's and the world's food supply. Farming is in our DNA, and we honor you with our long-term commitment of delivering your high-quality products to market safely and consistently, no matter the season. You can count on us. This is BNSF.
We're back on Voices of Montana, guest host Courtney Kibblewhite, talking about senior issues. Just a shout out to all those seniors who might be listening today. We so appreciate having you join in and all the radio stations across the state that really serve this population and are right there with you throughout your day, throughout your drive. We're grateful for you and we need you to take care of your health so we can continue to hear those stories and learn from you. So appreciate you. We're talking to Miranda Minier again. She's the Vice President of Care Services for Greater Good Health, a new organization to Montana. They've got a clinic open Missoula. She's going to tell us a little bit about clinics opening in Billings and Great Falls. But I'm a rural person. We serve a lot of people out in rural areas where travel to healthcare facilities is a big issue. How do you see Greater Good, or does it address rural issues at yeah. all? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, especially here in Montana. And I love that your system really reaches a lot of those rural communities. I think it's great. And just the whole like local flair that the station gives across the state is just amazing. So really love the work that you guys are doing here. It was fun, too, to come up the stairs and realize this is like the first radio station in Montana. Like how incredible. It's such great history here. But yes, I mean, rural life is how Montana was founded, right? And I think it's really critical that we continue to serve those communities. Out of the gate, we really want patients to experience the beautiful clinics that we're building in these urban areas. But we recognize that those access issues that we've talked about earlier are even more pronounced in our rural communities. And so we're looking at ways that, you know, how creatively can we meet those patients where they are? I think telehealth is something, especially we talked about COVID, and I think telehealth is something that really came into its own, particularly as a result of COVID here in Montana. So that's certainly a way that we can use, honestly, right out of the gate to help reach people that live maybe farther away from those three communities you talked about and make sure they're getting access to the healthcare they need.
And on that note, too, is transportation something that fits into your model at all? You know, oftentimes as folks get older, it's a caregiver transporting mm-hmm. or that may be an obstacle.
Certainly.
How do you guys address just getting people to, right. to clinics?
Right. I think a lot of it, you know, we have we'll have an individual on our care team in each of the clinics called a patient access liaison or PAL. And what that person is really responsible for is sort of that thing, connecting people with those community resources and make sure they have ways to get into the clinic or transportation in their communities to get to somewhere maybe where they could do a telehealth visit. So yes, we're addressing transportation. I think that is a huge issue across this, even in the urban areas, you see trouble
Absolutely.
With transportation.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't quite have the capacity for yeah. public transportation yeah. to be fully out. And yeah, that's a great point. So what else should we know about Greater Good Health? I know you're really new to Greater Good Health, but you've been in healthcare in Montana for a long time. Why does this seem, is this organization significant to you?
For me, I think it gets back to really why I went into healthcare. It was really to build those relationships. And I think that's what's foundational for Greater Good Health is making sure that people feel that they're going away feeling listened to and that they're well taken care of. And for me, that's what's important, building that trusting relationship with your healthcare team. And for me, I think a lot of clinicians are in the same boat. It's been really hard these past few years in healthcare. There's a lot of burnout out there. And for me, this organization just provided kind of a hope for something new and different. And I'm hoping that sort of translates to our patients as well, that this is something new that they can try out. It is exciting that it's here in something new that's being tried out in Montana. That doesn't often happen. So really exciting.
And so the golden question is there a telephone number that we can call to talk to somebody at Greater Good in Montana? Or how do we schedule an appointment? I know my dad gets on our staff all the time about making sure we have somebody at the front desk picking up the phone, being there for people who especially want to interact via telephone. So I hope that doesn't put too much pressure on you, Miranda. But how are you guys handling telephone communication?
Yes, definitely we have a phone number. I would say to first go look at our website. It's a beautiful website that'll tell you lots more about what our company has to offer, and that's just greatergoodhealth.com. If you are interested in wanting to talk to somebody live on the phone or make an appointment, you can use number 406-802-3233, and that will connect you with an individual. You can make an appointment or just learn a little bit more about the company. But yes, would love to see some more traffic on both our phone lines and our website to learn more as we're moving into Montana.
And tell us, so you've opened in Great Falls. When does Billings, when does Great Falls open?
So we opened in Missoula a couple of weeks ago, and we're due to open in Billings later this month on the 28th is our grand opening, and then Great Falls hopefully mid to end of January.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. That's Miranda Minier, Vice President of Care Services for Greater Good Health. On that note, it just makes me think, how can we treat each other a bit more holistically today? You know, we think about healthcare and is our doctor treating us like a person? Are we treating our checker like a person or our, the people we interact with on a day-to-day basis? So thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Courtney Kibble-White. This is Voices of Montana.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.
Thanks again for joining us for the podcast, and join us daily Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana, a live issue-oriented talk show heard daily Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on local stations all across Montana.